The house will be in order. The prayer will be offered today by Leader Pritchard of Floyd. After the prayer, the pledge will be led by Pavan Knut of Oskaloosa, third time's a charm. She is the minority leader's page.
Good morning. This is the prayer of Martin Luther. It's his morning prayer that he wrote for four mornings, much like this. It goes, Dear Lord, I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son. You have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body, and my soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
I pledge
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction to bills.
House File 50 by Hine, a bill for an act relating to third-party payment of insurance benefits for medical necessary foods and vitamins and individual amino acids for certain covered conditions, including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 51 by Wills, a bill for an act relating to establishing an advanced opportunity program for certain students enrolled in public schools to take overload and dual credit courses, post-secondary credit bearing, and career and technology education certificate examinations and career and technology education workshop training courses, and the award of scholarships for early graduation or obtaining certain amounts of post-secondary credit.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 52 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to accreditation of the Office of State Medical Examiner.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 53 by Lundgren, a bill for an act informed consent, medication, abortions, and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 54 by Breckenridge, a bill for an act relating to inpatient psychiatric bed tracking systems.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 55 by Hunter, a bill for an act to establish the Healthy Iowa program and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 56 by Mumpson, a bill for an act relating to the replacement of the term visitations with the term parenting time relative to time awarded to the parent.
The first reading of the bill is already for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 57 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to the assessment of fees when a public defender or a designee requests copy of certain documents.
First reading of the bill is already for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 58 by Hunter, a bill for an act relating to the eligibility of certain individuals employed by educational institutions for unemployment insurance benefits between two consecutive academic years or terms and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 59 by Converse, a bill for an act prohibiting cities and counties from banning specific dog breeds.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 60 by Sorensen, a bill for an act relating to the allocation of non-resident deer hunting licenses and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 61 by Fisher, a bill for an act modifying sex offender registry requirements by requiring sex offenders who register requirements have expired to re-register and biding penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 62 by Jacoby, a bill for an act providing for a study regarding the possible establishment of jail diverse programs for offenders with mental illness.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 63 by Wheeler and Breckenridge, a bill for an act relating to the establishment of a cold case investigation within Unit with the Department of Public Safety.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 64 by Thorup, a bill for an act relating to confidential communication between a peer support group counselor and individual.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 65 by Hunter, a bill for an act relating to insurance denial, suspension, or revocation of a permit to carry weapon or an permit required pistol or revolver.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 66 by Breckenridge, a bill for an act prohibiting certain persons from assisting voters in casting ballots.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 67 by Breckenridge, a bill for an act limiting campaign contributions to certain candidates and making civil and criminal penalties apply.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 68 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to lighting devices and other equipment on snowplows.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 69 by Jacoby, a bill for an act relating to the taxation of compensation paid by a public held corporation and its chief executive officer under the state corporate income tax, franchise tax, and insurance companies tax, and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Cisneros.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee of two be appointed to notify the Senate that the House is ready to receive it in joint convention.
You have heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails, and the Speaker appoints as such committee the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Cisneros, the gentleman from Madison, Representative Gustafson, the committee will perform its duty. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent for the Administration Rules Committee to meet at 11 a.m. today in room 102 for an assignment of a bill.
Are there objections? The chair hears none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I see there's another light on the board. If you'd like to ask Representative Hansen for what purpose he seeks the floor.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Point of information, if the gentleman from Harrison, Majority Leader Winchell, would yield.
Do you see? Say that again. Will you yield? You may proceed.
Thank you, Representative Winchell. Kind of quiet this morning, kind of calm as before the storm for those that are going to Western Iowa tonight or tomorrow. I think you're getting, well, we might get more snow north of you. I understand there's going to be an Administrative Rules Committee at 11 today to assign bills. I'm assuming one of those bills that will be House Study Bill 48.
I'm not sure what the exact number is, but it is the proposed rules for the House for this General Assembly.
And I think that's House Study Bill 48, and I'm sure like most people in the House last night, they went home and started reading the House rules. I'm sure you were right there with me in spirit, but
I've read them many times.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, and that gets to the point. I've had the good fortune now. I had three committee meetings, and they were all run very efficiently, very well, Commerce, Judiciary, and Agriculture, and appreciate the way they were run and efficiently. And I'm sure you know the minority party offered an amendment in each one of those committees about masks. And I want to say, I think the majority party's been pretty diligent about wearing the mask, especially when prime time, when the TVs are on. But a question I have on the rules, I looked through them, and even though I'm new here, I'm not. Refresh me, who has control of the first floor? Who sets the rules for first floor?
Representative Hansen. Are you trying to debate the House study bill that we're going to be assigning?
No, not at all. This is a point of information. I tell you why, I'm going home this weekend, and I'll be talking to constituents, and I need clarification on who has control of the first floor. Forget House study bill 48 for right now, but who has control of the first floor?
There are many different rooms down on the first floor. Some are controlled by the executive branch. Some are controlled by executive branch. like the Attorney General or the Auditor, and then there are certain chambers down there that are controlled by both House and Senate.
Okay, and I've always been under the understanding that legislature has control of this floor. We have control of our chamber, Senate, their chamber, and the Rotunda joint control. Would that be correct?
That is correct.
Okay. What I'm wondering is, and I we'll have a pretty good discussion, I'm sure, next week. Do you know when we'll debate the rules next week?
I do not have that on the schedule yet.
Okay. So I'm not missing that part of it yet. So I'm sure we'll have a healthy discussion on a couple points. But my question is, I'm looking through the rules. I'm trying to find out, there's a clause, something about self-identifying. If you test positive for COVID, you have the choice as a representative of self-identifying. Is that how I read the rule? Is it a rule?
And again, are you trying to debate the study bill that we were going
to
be
assigned? No, I'm asking for
debating
a point of clarification. Maybe you can direct me. Nobody seems to know for sure. I'm trying to pinpoint who made the decision on you can self-identify if you've been tested positive for COVID. Who made that decision?
The protocols that govern both the House and Senate have been negotiated between the Speaker of the House, Majority Leader of the Senate, in consultation with the Iowa Department of Public Health, and standard guidelines that we have from them and from the CDC. So the decisions were made by the respective leaders of both the House and Senate.
Okay, because I'll get to my next point then. And this is more just, so I sat through the training on Tuesday morning, I'm assuming you did too, in your respective caucus. And I thought that was handled quite well, by the way. I sat through those at least annually, working for the city of Sioux City. And I thought it was a good presentation. And there's a point in there about active bystander intervention. And that's kind of where I'm coming into play this morning. Maybe it's for debate next week, but one of the things I campaigned on was that I was tired of taxpayers having to pay for lawsuits brought against, whether it was the Senate or the governor's office, anyway, state of government, Iowa government, when it could have been avoidable. And it strikes me on the self-identified, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to get this right when I go home. Somebody could test positive, they don't self-identify, but they could be in this chamber, is that correct?
Representative Hansen, I do not believe this is the time or the place for a question like this, nor debate of this nature.
When is the time or place?
We have business to take care
of today. Stay your point.
Mr. Speaker, this conversation is something that needs to be handled in subcommittee, not on the floor. I appreciate these questions being answered. They will be answered in subcommittee in the administration rule process through subcommittee and through debate. I don't think it's necessary at this point in time for these questions to be raised on the floor. That's the process that we put in place. Thank you.
Fair enough, Mr. Speaker. Let me ask you this.
Excuse me, Representative Hansen. Will the parties please come to the well?
Love to.
Representative Dolchek, your point is well taken. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Jasper, Representative Breckenridge.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, a comment I'd like to make. Am I in order to make a comment, Mr. Speaker?
You're making a comment on what?
I have a question, I guess. I'll put it that way, Mr. Speaker.
Please approach the well. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus immediately in the law library.
If there's no further business to come before the House, is there any further business to come before the House? Seeing none, the House will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.